Okay, so economists warn that a collapse of the euro could have a big negative impact on the American economy. That's an especially worrisome scenario for many in the U.S. who own small businesses. Kim D'Amato is the owner of Pretty NYC, a company that specializes in eco-friendly luxury nail polish. She says that while her main worry a few years ago was the U.S. economy, she's now concerned about Europe.
I started off with the first organic spa in New York City, and from there I built my product line. And just as I was growing and things were getting great, the economy fell here. So I had to choose whether I was going to turn it into just a product line or keep it in a spa business. And I chose to deal with product because I knew I could sell all over the world and then attack the European market, which wasn't having the same sort of problems we were.
Right, and that was what, 2008, things started tanking?
Yeah, 2008, things started tanking, and it was a choice I had to make. And I looked towards the international market for sales because the economy here, the small businesses that I deal with, were already falling down. So I looked towards the European market and tried to get in there with a lot of small businesses, and it started working.
So does that mean that most of your clients are in Europe right now?
A lot of, yes. I'd say 50% of my business is overseas right now.
So what does that mean if things go really bad with the euro? How does that make its way back to you?
Well, you know, it's kind of like a domino effect because I use small businesses to make my creams and my scrubs and the things that I need to surround my polish line to keep it so it can go into a spa as well as a retail situation. And those people, you know, create everything for me. And when my sales are huge, they have business as well. So it's like I'm supporting other small businesses. So when the sales go down, all of us are going to go down. And it's really worrisome.
If the euro tanks, does that mean that Europeans just stop buying from you?
Yeah, I think it'll be a whole major slowdown, like exactly what we saw here in the States a few years back. I'm finding more sales from the Eastern Bloc right now. I haven't really seen the slowdown over there right this moment, but I'm very worried because small businesses, again, are going to be the first to go down. So it's something that we're all kind of sitting on the edge waiting to see what's going to happen.
Do you know other small business owners in New York, like yourself? Are they all anticipating a similar impact on sales?
I think so. I know a few of them. Not a lot of people I know sell internationally like I do. I have a very, you know, unique product that sells all over the world, no problem. And I live between France and America. But friends of mine who are selling over the seas, you know, they started in Japan and they fell through that whole disaster that happened over there. They lost all their clients. I myself lost some of my Japanese clients through that. I mean, it feels like the world's disasters and the world economy is affecting every small business as I know it.
So what is your strategy to cope with the potential loss of customers in Europe? Are you cultivating other markets?
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, it seems to, you know, the Eastern Bloc is working. Okay, I don't know why that is picking up so fast, but it seems to be doing really well. But of course, I'm looking towards Australia and maybe Korea and China and all those types of countries that seem to be opening their markets to all new ideas of business.
I mean, eco-friendly luxury nail polish isn't exactly niche anymore, but, you know, is it the kind of thing that can culturally make the jump to other markets?
Yes, definitely. I mean, nail polish and lipstick, you know what they say, in a recession, these two things, the sales of them never go down. And if you look, the sales of both of these products are through the roof right now. So it's a very interesting market. And, you know, the reputation of the product and the quality of the product is what really keeps it going.
And sales are up here in the U.S., but not in Europe.
Sales are up in the U.S., and sales in Europe are very smooth right now. They're not jumping extremely high, and they're not dipping extremely low.
Kim D'Amato, the owner of Pretty NYC, thanks a lot for your time.
You're very welcome.